will move us to the police immigration. And this is what I was trying to explain to the media, that this system works this way. They take the commando to kill, and then the commando finishes, we will move to the police. And this is two separated systems, you know, police right. and army. Like you take mafia, you ask the mafia, control the ship, you finished your mission, then you go to the police immigration. Like some of the soldiers knew that I'm Israeli because I spoke Hebrew. When I get to the other side, to the police, they didn't know that I'm Israeli. Like there is no, like they are separated systems. So they declared in the speaker that we finished with the mission and that you are going to going to the police immigration. At 1:40, I left the ship. I was not allowed to find my jacket. And I want you to know something. There was a lot of sexual... I was standing in the line. No, before that, I want you to know one more thing. There is a group of army, high profile. I think this was Ashkenazi. He's a, I don't know how to call it in English. He's one of the, you know, he's someone who's Ramatkal in Hebrew. He's one of the responsibles of the army. Uh-huh. Working, you know, and he came with three other guys. They looked at us on the ship like someone who coming to say good boy that you did the mission. Mm-hmm. Smiling, watching us sitting, and then he left. After that, we've been asked to go to leave the ship. I mean, they were taking in small groups. I was standing on the line waiting to leave the ship. There was money. There were a lot of sexual notes between the soldiers in Hebrew about the woman. Like, do you want to fuck this woman? She want to go to the bathroom. Do you want to join her? And very, very aggressive language. I didn't want them to know that I'm Israeli or I speak Hebrew. But I was really silent. But I get crazy. They were just exchanging a very funny sexual notes about the woman. Look at her. Look at this. She is beautiful. You should fuck her. Shut your mouth. This language.
Yeah.
And this is the soldiers that, you know, when the ship arrived, I stole the money, like hundreds of soldiers started to get to the ship. And there is a delegation of maybe students, I don't know, of civil Jewish Israeli people, young, beautiful ladies. I don't know, maybe they are students. Everybody just came to the ship. They brought water and food, and there was a lot, you know, they all were laughing. You know, I saw also Omri Sharon, the son of Ariel Sharon, coming with his civil, you know, clothes, getting also in the ship, because we were standing, it was only one way to go out of the ship. So we were standing until all of these people getting in.
So they weren't sharing food with you, they were having the food with each other, like bringing it to the soldiers?
The soldiers were talking to each other, but they didn't know that someone understanding them.
Right, they thought you couldn't understand. But I'm confused about like what? Who are all these other people that who are bringing food? They were bringing food to the soldiers?
Of course, they have a lot of work to do with the ship. They brought a lot of water and food, and you know.
And at that point, you haven't been able to eat or drink.
We were not. We could drink. They allow us to take water on the ship the time before, but we didn't have any food. I don't think that anyone wanted food at all.
Right. And how long had you been awake at that point? Because I know you were up the night before.
You mean from the time that they were controlling the ship.
Well, when did you last sleep before that?
Maybe I slept a few hours a day before.
Wow, so over 24 hours of being awake in these horrible conditions.
Yeah, and then they take me to the investigations.
Mm-hmm.
For, they get it crazy when they knew that I have Israeli passport. Mm-hmm. Really. And I refused to speak in Hebrew, and they were like treating on me that if I don't speak in Hebrew, then they will put me in the jail. And 1 second, JC.
Sure.
1 second.
Sure.
So I was in Ashdod for maybe 2-3 hours. They investigate me. I was asking for a lawyer. They didn't agree. I kept the right silence. I didn't answer any of their questions. They accused us, me and my other colleagues from Palestine 48, that we did lynch in soldiers, we kidnapped gun, that we used violence very hard. I mean, I read the things that they accused us. I said, Khalas, we will stay forever in the jail. And then they take us to prison. I was in a prison for 4 days. They put me in a tiny room, very crazy room. You know, it's a room that usually they punish people.
Like solitary confinement?
Yes, yes. It's like 2 meter, 1 meter. There is no case that you can see. I didn't know if it's day and night all the time. There's a lot of dirt, jokes, you know. It was terrible time in the prison, you know, to come from the ship. And before that, I was working very hard in Istanbul and to organize for this flotilla and to see all the bodies and all the blood and all of this experience, and then to go to this place and to be alone. Of course, they tied our hands and legs, you know, yeah? And we were not free. So it was hard time in the prison. It was hard place.
Yeah.
There was a noise 24 hours. It was a room near a gate, and all the time, you hear, and you hear the voices of the other prisoners and shouting and screaming, and yeah. A day, the next day, I think we had a court, and then they kept me for maybe 8 hours or 7 hours in the car of the prison. Because I think they didn't have a place for me in the prison of the court or in the place that they keep the prisoners. So they kept me, like, you know, in a very small place, only up to my size, in a car of the prisoners near the court, with tight legs. And then we had a court, and the woman decided to keep us more 10 days. And it was very clear that it's a political issue because, you know, legally they don't have the right to first kidnap us from international water. Second, none of us was injured, none of us had anything to do with the soldiers. We went to Turkey. Turkey have relations with Israel. So was no reason for keeping us in the prison, but it was very, very obvious that it's a political issue.
Had you seen a lawyer at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw the lawyers in the court.
Okay. All right, so they're just holding you at this point with no charges or...